introduce him today as going off to a Bible school and
entonces,
getting degrees
no lo presentamos
with his name.
A él hoy como alguien que ha estudiado en una escuela bíblica.
But I introduce him to you as being fearless.
Pero le presento a ustedes como alguien sin miedo.
And one who hears from God.
Y alguien que escucha la voz de Dios.
Because he is the one that the Lord spoke to form, begin to form everything that's, a lot of things that's happened down in Mexico.
Porque es la persona con que Dios usó para iniciar a hablar con él sobre todas las cosas que ha iniciado en México.
With the Dehoven trips.
Con los viajes de Dehoven.
And with that, I want to tell you a dream that I had.
Y con eso quiero compartirles un sueño que tuve.
Years ago when my kids were teenagers.
Hace muchos años cuando mis hijos eran adolescentes.
I had a dream where I was in fear.
Yo tenía un sueño que yo estaba con mucho miedo.
Climbing up this mountain.
Y yo estaba trepando una montaña.
And when I got up near the top, it leveled off and it was like perfectly flat.
Y cuando llegué a la cima, estaba así plano completamente.
To go around the mountain to keep climbing.
Y ya tenía que seguir subiendo la montaña.
But it was narrow and the cliff was steep.
Pero era muy angosto y el era muy empinado.
Yeah, and I would go a little ways and then I would be down, I would be in fear and I would be down on my knees and I couldn't travel.
Y caminaba poquito, pero tenía tanto miedo que yo no podía seguir caminando.
But I had all these young people around, but they were faceless, but I felt like they were my children.
Pero tenía como muchos jóvenes alrededor de mí, pero no tenían rostros y yo sentí que eran mis hijos.
And they would come alongside and encourage me and help me up and so I could stand again and I'd start to walk along the cliff again.
Y ellos me animaban y decían, vamos, vamos, y me levantaban y me ayudaban a caminar alrededor de esta montaña.
But a little while later, the fear would come over me again and I would be paralyzed and I would be down on my knees again and unable to travel.
Pero después de eso otra vez me caía y estuve arrodillado y con mucho miedo y no podía caminar.
And then they would come alongside me again and help me up and encourage me and I could continue.
Y otra vez llegaban conmigo y me ayudaban, me levantaban y me ayudaban a seguir adelante.
So I introduce Ricky to you today.
Entonces,
saying.
Entonces le presento a Ricky a ustedes hoy diciendo.
He is one of these young people that's helped me get over my fear and able to continue in the Lord.
Él es uno de esos jóvenes que me ha ayudado a superar mis miedos y seguir caminando en el Señor.
To continue to bring the gospel of the kingdom.
Para seguir llevando el evangelio del reino.
To all those around me.
A todos a mi alrededor.
Ricky, thank you.
Gracias.
Buenos días para todos. Buenos días para todos.
Good morning, everyone.
Es un gusto poder estar aquí con ustedes.
It's so nice to be able to be here with you.
Siempre que venimos aquí es un momento de refrigerio para nosotros.
Every time we come here, it's a time of refreshing for us.
Porque nos sentimos respaldados en este lugar.
Because we feel like really covered or that someone has our back in this place.
Sentimos que es como llegar a tu casa.
It's like arriving at your home, at your house.
Y tienes confianza.
And you have confidence.
Y aunque no sé hablar inglés.
And even though I don't know how to speak English.
Me conecto con ustedes en el espíritu.
But I connect with you guys in the spirit.
Porque Dios es espíritu.
Because God is spirit.
Y ese es el idioma, esa es la conexión que tenemos.
And that's the connection that we have. That's the language that we have.
Reciban un saludo de la iglesia de la Puerta de la Lima.
So you receive a greeting from the church in La Puerta de la Lima.
Y de todos los hermanos allá.
And all of our brothers and sisters there.
Y bueno, pues quiero empezar con una oración.
I want to start with a prayer.
Si me acompañan. Padre, te damos gracias por esta mañana.
Father, we give you thanks for this morning.
Gracias por tu Espíritu Santo.
Thank you for your Holy Spirit.
Que se está moviendo en este lugar.
That is moving in this place.
¿Qué seríamos sin tu Espíritu, Señor?
How would we be without your Spirit?
Estaríamos muertos.
We would be dead.
Pero tu Espíritu nos da vida.
But your Holy Spirit gives us life.
En esta mañana te pido, Señor.
This morning I ask you, Lord.
Que mientras compartimos tu palabra.
That while we share your word.
Tú te estés moviendo en cada corazón.
That you would be moving in every heart.
Muévete como tú sabes hacerlo.
Move as you know to do.
Y aunque no te podamos ver lo que estás haciendo.
And even though we can't see what you're doing.
Sabemos que estás produciendo vida en nosotros.
We know that you are producing life in us.
Bendice a mis hermanos en esta
Bless
mañana.
My brothers and sisters in this place.
Abre nuestro entendimiento.
And open our minds, our understanding.
Y rétanos a ir hacia adelante.
And challenge us to continue on.
A no tener miedo.
To not be fearful.
Sino tener este poder, amor y dominio
but
propio.
But to have power and love and self-control.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
Amén.
Amén. Amen.
Pues quiero comenzar con un pasaje en la Biblia.
I want to start out with a verse in the Bible.
Que está en el libro de Hechos.
That's in the book of Acts.
Capítulo 19.
In 19.
Versículo 1.
Verse 1.
Al 7, si lo...
Okay, 1 to 7. So, Acts 19, 1 to 7. And it happened while Apollos was in Corinth that Paul, having passed through the upper regions, came to Ephesus. And finding some disciples, he said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?" So they said to him, "We have not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit." And he said to them, "Into what then were you baptized?" So they said, "Into John's baptism." Then Paul said, "John indeed baptized with a baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him who would come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus." When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. Now the men were about 12 in all.
Sí, aquí tenemos un pasaje de la Biblia.
Here we have a passage in the Bible.
Muy interesante.
That's very interesting.
Está Pablo viajando por ahí.
Paul is traveling.
Llevando el evangelio del reino.
And he's bringing the gospel of the kingdom.
Y se encuentra con unos hombres que ya conocían
and
a los de la palabra.
He finds some people there that already knew about the word.
Y les hace una pregunta.
And he asks them a question.
¿Recibiste el Espíritu Santo cuando creíste?
Have you heard? Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?
Y ellos dicen, ni siquiera sabíamos que había un Espíritu Santo.
And they say, we didn't even know that there was a Holy Spirit.
Y ya, entonces, les pregunta en qué fueron bautizados.
And so he asks, how were they baptized?
Y ya le responden.
And they respond.
Pero al final oran por ellos.
And at the end he prays for them.
Para que reciban el Espíritu Santo.
So that they will receive the Holy Spirit.
Y me gusta que dice que cuando reciben empiezan a hablar en lenguas y empiezan a profetizar.
And I like that it says that when they received the Holy Spirit, they began to speak in tongues and prophesy.
¿Y por qué quiero hablar de este grupo de personas?
Why do I want to talk about this group of people?
Porque nosotros allá en Nayarit así estábamos.
Because in Nayarit that's the way we were.
Crecimos en una iglesia que no se hablaba del Espíritu Santo.
We were raised up in a church that didn't speak about the Holy Spirit.
Por lo tanto, no había libertad.
So that's why we didn't have freedom.
Y desde que era niño, yo me sentía como esclavo, atado, como no tenía libertad.
And as a kid, I really felt like I was like struggling or was really like in chains, in bondage.
Y de repente venían personas de otros lugares.
And then all of a sudden people would come from other places.
Y traían el Espíritu Santo.
And they had the Holy Spirit.
Y algo sentía en mi corazón.
And I really felt something in my heart.
Las cosas más significativas de mi vida las recuerdo en momentos así, como con personas orando en el Espíritu.
The things that I remember that are like markers for me are moments when other people were praying and really filled with the Holy Spirit.
Y una de esas personas que nos ayudaron y nos hicieron, me hicieron sentir así, fue pues Wayne y Robin.
And some of these people that really helped us and made us feel this way were Wayne and Robin.
Recuerdo escuchar profetizar a Wayne.
I remember hearing Wayne prophesy.
Y él no conocía a las personas.
And he didn't know the people.
Y yo sí.
And I did.
Y las palabras que daban eran exactas.
And the words that he gave these people were exact.
Y yo decía, ¿qué tiene él que?
And I would say, what does he have?
¿Cómo le hace, no?
How does he do that?
Era impresionante para mí.
It was really impressive to me.
Y ellos fueron personas que nos ayudaron.
And they were people that have really helped us.
A entender.
To understand.
El reino de los cielos.
The kingdom of heaven.
La libertad.
And the freedom.
Que hay en Cristo Jesús.
That there is in Christ Jesus.
Sí. Y yo sé que por muchos años ellos han estado yendo para México.
I know that it's been a lot of years that they have been going to Mexico.
Junto con Paul y Vera también.
Also with Paul and Vera.
Algunos otros hermanos han ido algún tiempo.
And there's some other brothers and sisters here that have gone at different times.
Y déjenme decirles.
And let me tell you.
Que han sido una gran bendición para nosotros.
They have been a huge blessing to us.
Hemos aprendido muchas cosas.
We have learned so many things.
Que para ustedes como iglesia quizás ya lo saben, ¿no?
And maybe for you guys as a church it's like, oh yeah, we already know that.
Pero nosotros somos como este grupo de hombres que no sabían ni siquiera que había el Espíritu
Santo.
But
we were like this group of men here that is talking about in the Bible. We didn't even know there was a Holy Spirit.
Y si hoy estamos aquí es por ese trabajo que han hecho.
And so if we're here today, it's because of the work that they have done.
Y yo quiero agradecer a toda la iglesia.
And so I really want to thank this whole church.
Por respaldarlos.
To send them and to help them.
Por enviarlos.
And to send them.
Porque han sido una gran bendición para
nosotros.
Because
they have been an awesome blessing for us.
Cuando salíamos de la iglesia anterior.
When we had to leave the church that we were in.
¿Y cuál fue el problema?
What was the problem?
La libertad. Que
the
no.
Freedom.
Sí, Dios ponía en mi corazón hacer cosas locas para ellos.
God put on my heart to do crazy things for the Lord.
Y ellos no querían.
And they didn't want us to.
Sentían que un día de estos íbamos a quitarles la iglesia.
They felt like one day we were going to just want to take the whole church away from them.
Se sentían amenazados.
And so I think they felt threatened.
Pero era el Espíritu Santo.
But it was the Holy Spirit.
Que quería tomar de nuevo la iglesia.
That wanted to take the church again.
Sí. Y quiero que vayamos a otro pasaje.
And so I want to read another scripture.
En Romanos 10.
In Romans 10.
Versículo 13.
13. Romans 10:13. Oh, I'm in 11. Romans 10:13 says.
Hasta 15.
13-15. Okay, it says, "For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things."
Sí, este pasaje habla acerca de llevar el evangelio.
This scripture talks about sharing or being sent out to share the gospel.
Y dice que cómo van a creer en alguien que ni siquiera han visto, pues.
And because it says, how can people believe if they haven't even seen?
Sí, ¿cómo van a aclamar, a invocar su nombre?
How are they going to cry out to him?
Si no le conocen.
If they don't even know him.
Sí. Es necesario que los que saben vayan y enseñen.
It's necessary that the ones that know go and teach others.
Y ha sido así con nuestros hermanos.
And it's been like that with our brothers.
Han ido y nos han enseñado.
Because they've gone and they've taught us.
De esa libertad en el Espíritu.
About this freedom in the Holy Spirit.
Del reino de los cielos.
And about the kingdom of heaven.
Y hoy tenemos el privilegio de tener, principalmente estar en dos iglesias.
So today we have the privilege of mainly being in two churches.
En la puerta, en San Juan de Abajo.
En la puerta, and also in San Juan de Abajo.
Que son iglesias totalmente diferentes.
They're churches that are completely different.
Y nos pasa lo mismo.
And the same thing happens to us.
Gente de otros lugares viene a visitarnos.
People from other places come and visit us.
Y dice, hay algo aquí diferente.
And they say, there's something different here.
No sé qué es.
I don't know what it is.
Pero me siento a gusto, me siento bien.
But I feel good, I feel really good here.
Y es esa libertad que hay.
And it's the freedom that there is.
Porque en las iglesias normalmente hay un programa.
Because normally in the churches there's like a program.
Hay un pastor.
There's one pastor.
Él dice todo lo que se tiene que hacer.
And he says everything that has to happen.
Y si tú quieres hacer algo más, si sientes no puedes hacerlo.
And if you feel to do something different or do something else, you can't. They won't let you.
No puedes profetizar.
You can't prophesy.
Porque muchos no creen en la profecía.
Because many people don't believe in prophecy.
Sí. Y cuando estás ahí en estas iglesias en San Juan en la puerta.
So when you're in these churches like in San Juan o en la puerta.
Hay esa libertad.
There's this freedom.
Y a la gente le gusta.
And the people really like it.
Y yo creo que es lo que Dios quiere hacer en México.
And I believe that that's what God wants to do in Mexico.
Porque este es el reino de los cielos.
Because this is the kingdom of heaven.
Porque se necesita predicar.
And so we need to preach it.
Se necesita llevar a aquellos que no le conocen.
We need to bring it to the people that don't know about this.
Hay gente que conoce el evangelio de la salvación.
There are people that know about the gospel of salvation.
Pero no conoce el evangelio del reino.
But they don't know about the kingdom of heaven.
Y solamente viven en esta vida.
The gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
Viviendo, sobreviviendo.
And so they're just living to kind of just live and
esperando
be
algún
alive,
día ir
waiting
al cielo.
One day to go to heaven.
Y no viven el reino aquí.
And they don't live the kingdom of heaven here.
Porque cuando la oración de Cristo fue, venga tu reino.
When the prayer that Christ prayed was, let your kingdom come.
Hágase tu voluntad como se hace en el cielo, así
en
la tierra.
And do your will as it is in heaven, make it happen on the earth.
Y ese es el deseo de Dios.
And this is the desire of God.
Pero no todos lo pueden recibir.
But not everybody can receive it.
Porque hay gente que quiere seguir controlando.
Because there's people that want to keep controlling.
Pero esto es una guerra.
But this is like a war.
Y ya la iniciamos.
And we started it.
Y vamos a ganar.
And we're going to win it. We're going to win it.
Sí. Pero no la podemos ganar solos.
But we can't win it alone.
Nos necesitamos a ustedes.
We need all of you.
¿Lo pueden creer? ¿Sí lo creen?
Do you believe it?
Es de verdad, los necesitamos.
This is the truth. We need you.
Y quizás ustedes digan, ay, pero ¿cómo que me necesitan a mí?
And maybe you're thinking, well, how can you really need me?
Quizás tú ya eres grande.
Or maybe because you feel that you're older.
Ya no tienes fuerzas.
Or you feel like you don't have a lot of strength.
¿Qué voy a hacer yo por ellos?
What am I going to do for them?
Puedes hacer mucho.
You can do a lot.
Principalmente en tus oraciones.
And first in your prayers.
Respaldando a los que van para allá.
Praying for those that leave here and go down there.
Animándolos.
And encouraging them.
En que a seguir haciendo la obra de
to
Dios.
To keep doing the work of the Lord.
Porque esta obra no es de los hombres.
Because this work is not of men.
Es de Dios.
This is of God.
Sí. Y en México tenemos, hay muchos jóvenes ahorita.
In Mexico, there's a lot of youth.
Y nos hacen falta gente grande.
And we're missing people that are older, like the elders, the older people.
Y ustedes son esa gente.
And you guys are this.
Los necesitamos.
And we need you.
Necesitamos la sabiduría que Dios ha puesto en ustedes.
We need the wisdom that God has put in all of you.
Necesitamos los consejos.
We need your advice.
Su respaldo.
And we need you to have our backs.
Mucha gente me preguntan y, oye, ¿quién es tu cobertura? Porque ya hablan mucho de coberturas.
Uh-huh. Many people ask me, who is your covering? Because down in Mexico, everybody wants to know who your covering is, like your denominational covering.
Y nosotros siempre decimos, siempre, pues sí, Jesucristo es el nuestro.
We always say Jesus, that's right.
Pero tenemos unos hermanos.
But we say there's some brothers and sisters.
Y amigos
and friends.
En Kingston.
In Kingston.
Y ellos están junto con nosotros.
And they're together with us.
Y no estamos solos.
And we're not alone.
Siempre nos apoyan.
They're always helping us.
Nos ayudan.
And they help us.
Y son una bendición para nosotros.
And they're a blessing for us.
Esos son para nosotros. Son nuestros amigos.
And so that's what they are for us. They're our friends.
Sí. Amén. ¿Quiere otro pasaje?
I want to read another verse.
Primera de Corintios 3.
1 Corinthians
3.
Versículo 6. Okay, 1 Corinthians 3, verse 6.
Y 7.
6 and 7. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither he who plants is anything, nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase.
Amen. Sí. Lo mejor de todo esto es que Dios da el crecimiento.
The best thing about all of this is that God gives the growth.
Está segura la victoria.
And so that means that the victory is sure.
Pero hay una parte que nosotros tenemos que hacer.
But there's a part that we have to do.
Algunos de nuestros hermanos ya hace muchos años que plantaron la semilla.
Some of our brothers and sisters even a lot of years ago planted some seeds.
Pero necesitamos de otros hermanos que rieguen esa palabra.
And so we need other brothers and sisters who come and water the word.
Y para que Dios dé el crecimiento.
So that God can really grow it.
Sí. Y es ahí donde entran ustedes.
And that's where you guys come in.
Necesitamos de su riego, de su ayuda, ¿no?
We need your water that's watering these plants.
Sí. Amén. Otro pasaje.
Another verse.
Gálatas 6.
Mm-hmm. Galatians 6.
Versículo 7.
Galatians 6, verse 7 says, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap."
Hasta el 10, ¿verdad?
"For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith."
Habla acerca de la ley de la siembra y la cosecha.
This verse talks about the law of sowing and reaping.
Y nos llama a poner atención en aquello que estamos sembrando.
And he calls us to really pay attention to what we're sowing.
Porque eso es lo que vamos a cosechar.
Because that's what we're going to harvest.
Sí. Y habla acerca de sembrar aquello que es la vida en el Espíritu.
And it talks about really planting what is life in the Spirit.
Y que no nos cansemos de hacer el bien.
And that we wouldn't grow tired or weary of doing good.
Porque a su tiempo segaremos si no desmayamos.
Because we will harvest if we don't lose heart.
A veces parece que la obra en México, por ejemplo, no creciera.
It looks like maybe the work in Mexico isn't growing.
Pero Dios me mostraba que es como cuando crece un bambú.
And God was showing me that it's like when a bamboo plant is growing.
Dura muchos años abajo de la tierra.
It takes a lot of time underground.
Y pareciera que no, ya no van a ser.
7 años.
Sí.
Seven years underground.
Uh-huh. Y pareciera que no va a crecer, no va a salir.
And it looks like it's not going to grow, it's not going to come out.
Esto ya se murió.
And you're thinking, oh, this plant died.
Pero a los 7 años.
But 7 years.
Comienza a salir.
All of a sudden, it starts to come out.
Y cuando comienza a salir.
And when it starts to come out.
Es cuestión de meses.
It's like just a question of months.
Para que empiece a crecer muy grande.
So that it can grow really tall.
Y así es la obra de Dios.
And that's the work of God.
Por muchos años han estado plantando, sirviendo a la iglesia en México.
For many, many years you've been sowing and planting in the work of in Mexico.
Y pareciera que no avanza.
And it looks like maybe we're not advancing.
Pero yo hoy les digo algo.
But today I come to tell you something.
Que es cuestión de tiempo.
It's just a question of time.
Para que la obra comience a crecer.
So that the work just grows.
Y cuando crezca.
And when it grows.
Va a ser algo grande.
It's going to be something really big.
Y va a bendecir a todo México.
And it's going to bless all of Mexico.
Sí. Y dice al final en este pasaje.
And it says at the end of this passage.
Así que según tengamos oportunidad.
Therefore, as we have opportunity.
Hagamos bien a todos.
Let us do good to all.
Pero mayormente a los de la familia de la fe.
But especially those who are in the household of the Lord of faith.
Pone hincapié en bendecir más a la familia de la fe.
He even puts more emphasis on blessing those in the family of the faith.
Sí. Así que yo quiero animarles.
So I want to come and really encourage you.
A que no se desanimen.
That you wouldn't be discouraged.
A que sigan creyendo.
That you would keep believing.
Lo que Dios puso en sus corazones hace muchos años.
What God has put on your hearts many years ago.
Creer que Dios lo va a hacer.
And believe that God will do it.
Creer que la obra de Dios va a avanzar.
And believe that the work of God is going to extend.
Y que cosecharemos algo grande.
And that we're going to reap something really big.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Por último.
The last verse I want to share.
Filipenses 2.
Is Philippians 2,
versículo 13.
Philippians 2:13. Philippians 2:13. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure.
Sí. Es Dios quien pone en nuestros corazones.
It's God that puts things on our heart.
Hacer su buena voluntad.
To do his good will.
Sí. Y yo quiero animarte en esta mañana.
So I want to encourage you this morning.
A hacer aquello que Dios está poniendo en tu corazón.
To do what God has been putting on your heart to do.
En donde quiera que estés.
Wherever you are.
Sí. Porque es Dios quien lo está poniendo.
Because it's God who's putting that in your heart.
En mi vida muchas veces.
In my life many times.
Me ha pasado que Dios de repente pone un sentir en mi corazón.
It has happened that all of a sudden God puts a feeling or something on my heart.
Y no le hago caso.
And I don't really do anything about it.
Pero Dios sigue.
But God keeps telling me.
Hasta que lo obedezco.
Until I obey him.
Y ya estoy en paz.
And then I'm peaceful.
Hay cosas que de repente parecen locas.
There are some things that all of a sudden like look like they're crazy.
Pero es Dios quien lo está poniendo.
But it's God who's putting that.
Y cuando uno es obediente a eso.
And when someone is obedient to this,
ves cosas grandes de parte de Dios.
Then you see great things from the Lord.
Sí. Así que yo les animo a hacer aquello que Dios está poniendo en sus corazones.
So I encourage you to do what God has been putting on your heart.
A creerle a Dios.
And to believe Him, to believe the Lord.
Y por último, Dios me hacía sentir.
Lastly, God made me feel.
Animarles.
To encourage you.
A creerle a Dios acerca de su familia.
And to believe the Lord about your family.
Hay familias que no están en la iglesia.
There are family members that aren't here at church with you.
Parte de la familia, perdón.
Or part of your family.
Hermanos, hermanas.
Maybe brothers or sisters.
Hijos.
Or children.
Sí. Y Dios me decía que necesitan seguir creyendo que Dios los va a traer.
And God made me feel that you need to keep praying and believing that God's going to bring them.
No importa cómo se vean las cosas.
It doesn't matter how things look.
No importa cómo está la tormenta.
It doesn't matter how big the storm is.
Dios lo va a hacer.
God will do it.
Porque la obra es de Dios.
Because the work is the Lord's.
Porque quien convence el corazón es Él.
Because the person that convinces a man's heart is the Lord.
Y Dios nos ha prometido que nuestra familia vendría a Él.
And God has promised that our family would come to Him.
Es como la promesa que le da a aquel soldado.
It's like the promise that God gave to that soldier.
Sí, que se van a salir de la cárcel y se quiere quitar la vida.
They're about to leave the jail and this guy wants to kill himself.
Y le dice, no hagas eso.
And he says, no, don't do that.
Sino cree en el Señor Jesucristo.
Believe in Jesus Christ.
Y serás salvo tú y tu casa.
And you and your whole household will be saved.
Y hay gente que dice, esa palabra fue para ese hombre nada más.
And there are people that say, that word was only for that man.
Pero yo siempre les digo, esa palabra
es
para quien la toma y quien la cree.
Is for the person that takes it and believes it.
Y yo no sé si tú la has tomado.
And I don't know if you've taken it.
Pero tienes que tomarla.
But you have to take it.
Yo la he tomado para mi familia.
I've taken it for my family.
Y mi mamá, mi papá la han tomado para
and
su familia.
My mom and my dad have also hung on to this word.
Y poco a poco se han venido convirtiendo, han
and
venido a la Señor.
Little by little, for that prayer, more and more of our family have come to the Lord.
En el lado de mi mamá ya casi somos mayoría.
And on my mom's side, we're almost a majority.
Cuando no había nadie.
When there wasn't anybody.
Porque hemos creído la palabra.
Because we believe the word.
Así yo te animo en esta mañana que tú creas.
So I encourage you to believe it, to believe this word.
Porque Dios, nuestro Dios,
because our God
es el mismo ayer, hoy y siempre.
Is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Pareciera que cuando pasan los años,
it seems like as the years go by,
la gente pensara que Dios como que se debilita.
The people think maybe that God is like, he's weaker.
Lo he visto en esta temporada del coronavirus.
And I've seen it in this time that we've gone through with the coronavirus.
Hay gente que tiene mucho miedo.
There are people that are really scared.
Y yo les digo, ¿dónde está tu confianza en Dios?
And I say, where is your trust in God?
Él es el que da la vida y Él es el que la quita.
He is the one that gives life and He's the one that takes it.
Sí. Él es el mismo, Él es poderoso.
He is the same and He's powerful.
Él sanó a los leprosos.
He healed the leopard.
Él sanó muchas enfermedades, levantó los muertos.
And He healed many sick people and He raised the dead.
Y eso no es una mentira.
And this isn't a lie.
No es un cuento de
niños.
This
isn't just like a story we tell the kids.
Es la verdad.
This is the truth.
Él es poderoso.
He's powerful.
Él puede hacer las cosas.
And He can do everything.
Para Dios no hay nada imposible.
For God, there's nothing that's impossible.
Prueba de eso es que estamos aquí.
And the test of that is that we're here.
En medio de la pandemia.
In middle of this pandemic.
Donde no se podía viajar.
When nobody can travel.
Pero aquí estamos.
But here we are.
Porque para Dios no hay nada imposible.
Because for God, there's nothing impossible.
Sí, y yo sin hablar inglés, aquí estoy.
And me, I'm here without even speaking English.
Hablando con ustedes.
Speaking with you all.
Porque para Dios no hay nada imposible.
Because for God there's nothing that's impossible.
Joy tuvo que aprender muchos años español.
Joy had to learn for many years Spanish.
Para que hoy pudiera traducir.
So that today she can stand here and translate.
Y muchos no creían que ella iba a poder hablar
and
español.
And many people didn't ever think she was going to learn Spanish.
Yo creo que ella ni ella creía.
And she didn't even believe it.
Pero mira, aquí está y but habla
here,
español.
But here she is and she's speaking Spanish.
Sí, habla muy bien.
And she speaks really good.
A la gente le gusta cómo habla Joy.
And people really like how she speaks.
Sí, la gringa de San Juan.
The gringa from San Juan.
Sí. No hay nada imposible para Dios.
There's nothing that's impossible for the Lord.
Yo no sé qué es lo que estás anhelando.
I don't know what you've been longing for.
¿Qué es lo que estás esperando?
And what you've been waiting for.
Que no has recibido.
That you haven't received yet.
Déjame decirte.
Let me tell you.
Que Dios lo va a hacer.
God will do it.
Si puedes creer.
If you believe.
Porque para el que cree, nada es imposible.
Because he who believes, nothing is impossible.
Yo quiero animarles a levantar esa fe.
So I want to encourage you all to get that faith raised up.
A volver a creer como creyeron cuando iniciaron en esto.
To begin believing like you did when you started walking with the Lord.
Cuando estaban en ese primer amor.
And when you had that first love.
No hay que perder ese primer amor.
You can't lose your first love.
Hay mucha gente que llega a la iglesia por primera vez.
There are a lot of people that come into the church for the first time.
Y los que ya tienen tiempo los ven muy animados.
And the people that have been in the church for a long time see them all excited.
Y dicen, ah, ya se les va a pasar.
And they'll say, ah, they'll calm down in a while.
Pero no debe de ser así.
But it shouldn't be like that.
No debemos de perder nuestro primer amor.
We shouldn't lose our first love.
No debemos de perder esa fe.
And we shouldn't lose that faith.
Que teníamos al principio.
That we had at the beginning.
No sé si recuerdas cuántas cosas Dios hizo en tu vida.
I don't know if you remember how many things God did in your life.
¿De dónde te sacó?
From where he brought you out of.
Los milagros que hizo.
The miracles that he did.
No los olvides.
Don't forget.
Porque dice, hay un dicho en la historia.
Because there's a saying in the story.
Que dice que aquel que olvida history, su historia.
That says, if you, the one that forgets his history.
Está propenso a repetirla.
He is bound to repeat it.
Sí. Entonces yo quiero animarte a que no olvides.
So I want to encourage you to not forget.
Todas las cosas que Dios ha hecho.
All the things that God has done.
Y cada vez que veas a un obstáculo delante de ti.
And every time you see an obstacle that's before you.
Recuerda todos los obstáculos que Dios ha saltado.
Remember all the obstacles that you've already jumped over.
Ya lo hizo.
Yeah, you already did it. He already
y lo
did
volverá
it for
a hacer.
You. And he's going to do it again.
¿Lo creen?
Do you believe it?
Sí. Dale un aplauso a Dios. Yeah. Vamos a dar una. Y para finalizar quiero que oremos.
And so to end, I want to pray.
Y yo quiero pedirte que pongas ese anhelo que hay en tu corazón.
And so I ask that you would put that longing that's in your heart.
Delante del Señor.
Before the Lord.
Creyendo.
Believing.
Que Dios lo va a hacer.
That God will do it.
No sé si es tu una enfermedad.
I don't know if it's a sickness.
Necesidad.
Or a need.
La familia.
Or your family.
Depresión.
Or depression.
Pero ponlo delante de los pies del
put
Señor.
Put it before the Lord at his feet.
Y vamos a orar.
And we're going to pray.
Espíritu Santo de Dios.
Holy Spirit.
Gracias por estar con nosotros.
Thank you for being with us.
Gracias por mis hermanos y hermanas en este lugar.
Thank you for my brothers and sisters in this place.
Hoy ponemos delante de ti.
Today we put before you.
Nuestros anhelos.
Our longings.
Nuestras necesidades.
And our needs.
Nuestra humanidad.
Our humanity.
Creyendo.
Believing
que tú puedes hacer algo por nosotros.
That you can do something for us.
Ven y muévete en nuestras vidas.
Come and move in our lives.
Muévete otra vez, Señor.
And move again.
Muévete otra vez, Señor.
Move again, Holy Spirit.
Cambia nuestro corazón.
Change our hearts.
que nuestra fe
that our faith
pueda crecer,
could grow,
que nuestra fe y nuestra seguridad estén en ti,
that our faith and security is in you,
que nada nos mueva,
that nothing would move us,
de tu verdad,
that but your love,
de las promesas que tú nos has dado,
and the promises that you have given us.
En esta mañana, Señor,
this morning,
muévete,
move,
en este lugar,
move in this place,
muévete, Señor,
move.
Y aunque no te podamos ver,
even though we can't see you,
sabemos que te estás moviendo,
we know that you are moving,
que siempre lo haces,
because you always do.
Hoy en esta mañana,
and today,
creemos,
we believe,
que algo nuevo viene de parte tuya,
that something new is coming from you.
En esta mañana recibimos,
so today we receive,
esa frescura,
this refreshing,
que viene de tu Espíritu,
that comes from your Holy Spirit.
No nos permitas,
don't let us,
conformarnos a este mundo,
be conformed to this age,
sino que cada día,
but that every day,
renovemos nuestro entendimiento,
we can renew our minds,
para poder hacer tu voluntad,
to do your will.
Ayúdanos.
Help us.